Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Luth Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right. Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report, exclusively on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here exclusively on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we're coming to you live this morning from Lion Auto Detailing. That's right, Lion Auto Dealing. Auto Detailing, showroom shine every time at 306 San Pedro. That's just south of Central. Swing on by, check out the broadcast. We'll actually be here till 10 o'clock. We got donuts from Donut March. You can come by, pick up some stickers. We got some schedules for Lobo Baseball, including we're going to be carrying game number two later today of that. But we've also got, courtesy of Lion Auto Detail, we've got some tickets to the Lobo basketball game tonight. So swing on by, no purchase necessary, but you can check out the facility, get all the information on getting your car auto-detailed, whether you bring it by or they come by and pick it up for you. I mean, these guys are very professional. They work for a lot of the dealers in town. So when you go out to buy a car and you walk up and you see how beautiful it is, a lot of times they were the ones that actually cleaned it up, you know, getting it ready for your purchase. So you can count on that every time you come to Lion Auto Detail. That's 306 San Pedro, just south of Central. Showroom shine every time. Give them a call here at 266-2271. But better yet, drop by. We'll be giving away tickets while they last. We've got a good amount. I think we've got 10 pairs here. But come on by. We're going to be drawing for those every 10 minutes. You've got a great chance to win. But we will be here till 10 o'clock, but don't wait until then to get it done. Come on by. Kurt Busch takes a pole for Atlanta after Kyle Busch fails inspection. Found that the tires were not with the right degree in the back, so they're being very particular. But joining Kurt Busch on the outside of the front row will be Jamie McMurray, Trevor Bain, Ryan Newman, and Ricky Stenhouse to round out the top five. Denny Hamlin was eliminated in the second round. He'll start later back. Rookie Chase Elliott was also eliminated from the top 24 at the last minute by another rookie, Ryan Blaney. So it's going to be a great race. And, still kind of thinking about, man, what an opportunity it was to go to the Daytona 500 and check everything out. I had an opportunity to catch up with the president of Daytona International Speedway and want to let you guys take a listen to that interview.
Well, first off, congratulations. Fantastic job. What I wanted to ask is, now that you've completed with Daytona Rising, have you been contacted by some of the other tracks in the NASCAR series about doing similar upgrades?
So we have 12 racetracks in the ISC system, all owned by that parent company. I have all 11 racetrack presidents here working this weekend, all either hospitality, maintaining a presence on the concourses. And so I think the goal for us as a company is to learn a lot of lessons from this weekend, and if there's things that we can apply from this new build, what can we do at the other tracks? I'm not sure if we can totally tear down and rebuild every track in our system, but the chance to really come up with some of the greatest ideas that we learned from this and then apply it there, I think that's the goal for us. I know there's a number of other racetracks here for the week in the SMI system, Indianapolis, Pocono, and I've heard from a lot of them who are blown away with the improvements. So I have no doubt they're probably taking photos and trying to figure out if there's some ideas they can take from the property. But I think this will set the benchmark for everyone, and I think you're going to see a lot of the lessons and ideas from here applied to other tracks. Whether all of them are applied, I don't know, but I do think there'll be a couple top three or four that do make it.
How important was the social media aspect and the connectedness? You have all these public areas where people can gather, as well as being able to use the internet and the web. How important was that in the design for Daytona Rising?
Well, I think you have to first think of the concept that is people go to social events that include sports. And if you don't have social baked into your design, you're missing the boat from day one. And so if we designed this property 5 years ago, it would not look like it looks today with that social aspect. Areas to congregate, areas to be connected, Wi-Fi, you name it. But all these social opportunities were the key in building this design. Yes, we put on great racing. There's no doubt about it. But I think fans want to engage with family, friends, everyone in their network in terms of attending events. So for us, I think we did a really good job of building it into the design, but we knew that had to be a major part of it. If we didn't, then shame on us, because I think we were missing the boat on what fans expect when they show up to sporting venues.
So how much was the process between the existing fan base and the history, because Daytona has such a tremendous history, and kind of looking forward into the future and how to connect younger people with the Daytona 500?
Well, two things when you think about this. One is, this racetrack, it didn't change its location. It's the same banking. It's the same start-finish line that Lee Petty crossed to win the very first Daytona 500 in 1959. We didn't move to DeLand, Florida, because we had a better deal on property over there. A lot of sports venues move across the street to a different parking lot and build their stadium. What we did then, secondly, is we renovated all the amenities so that fans can enjoy this historic and this heritage-filled track. This is where the legends made their name. So we've balanced old and new. It's just give you a better experience watching an historic racetrack. We're really proud of that. We think that's the right way to do it versus some of these other stadiums when it's not the same field that the legend of that sport played on, whether you were growing up or seeing it. I think there's a lot of amenities in the property that really attract a younger fan base, whether it's Wi-Fi, whether it's vertical transportation, you know, the expectation that they have this. Again, you know, your property, we are a property over 50 years old, and you see these new stick and ball venues being built every 15, 20 years. It's tough to compete with that. I think we've got a good blueprint in place for the future, and I think whether you're an older fan base or a younger fan base, we've got all the right amenities for you.
Well, you also refer to Daytona Rising as a stadium concept. Did you reach out to like NFL stadiums or baseball stadiums that have been built in the last few years as a part of your ideas for the construction?
We actually brought in a designer, Rossetti, out of Michigan, and they actually designed Ford Field. They've done some international soccer stadiums, one in Korea, and so really brought them to the table to help us learn a little bit more about stick and ball sports design. And then, of course, we bring our motorsports experience together, and a little bit of a hybrid getting that together. So really wanted to work with a designer that had been building and designing stadiums. And we all go to other venues, and we see things we like, but you really want to talk to the design firm that actually had lived it. And then we can really marry that motorsports concept with it. That's really how we came to the motorsports stadium, but the size and scale is so different. I mean, a mile-long concourse. 1% of the annual U.S. output of steel is in this project, which is over 30 million pounds of steel. It was just such a modern marvel when you think about what it took to operate the venue while building it at the same time over 2.5 years. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. It was a very challenging experience, but at the end of the day, I think the fans are going to benefit the most because this property, we've changed their experience at Daytona, really changed it for decades to come.
What is the most exciting or maybe something you didn't expect that really was kind of the key to this, that really kind of fueled your passion for it? Because clearly you're passionate about it and it looks like there's a lot of moving parts. But was there anything in the process that actually surprised you?
I wouldn't say there's things that surprised me. You learn a lot going through construction. One of the things that was important to me is to have that aha moment. And as you were driving down International Speedway Boulevard, if you looked at the older grandstand, it just wasn't that impressive. It didn't strike out to me as, oh, this is the World Center Racing. This is where the legends made their name. So I wanted to make sure that we really caught your attention. And so that marquee sign on the back of the stadium, Daytona International Speedway, each letter is 13 foot 6. It stretches over 350 feet long. It's backlit with 3,600 LED lights. If you're on the east coast of Florida and that sign is lit up at night, you can see it. And that's the signature statement. That's where you know I have arrived at someplace special, and that's our brand. We are big and bold, and that sign kind of tells you you've arrived at something that's very, very unique.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Bold it was, and was the race fantastic or not? Closest Daytona 500 finish, 0.010. The point I was going to make is I also went to the Indy 500 2 years ago, and that was the third closest finish. I've seen two of the top tier races in the United States, and both of them have been decided by less than a second. So absolutely amazing opportunity. Joey Chitwood, probably the busiest man on the planet that day. Gave us a good 10 minutes. I thought it was absolutely amazing. But if you want to, you know, if you're out driving around, you want to enjoy your ESPN radio experience, including the New Mexico Motorsports Report, remember you want to stop by Driver's Den, Eubank and Constitution. Top sound equipment available by Alpine. They got backup cameras, Bluetooth, keyless entry, and put a booster on your system so you can hear it louder and clearer. Check them out, driversdenabq.com. Give them a call, 293-8211. And that's Driver's Den at the corner of Eubank and Constitution. We've got a whole lot more coming up. We want you to stay tuned. But swing on by right now. Andres T. and I are on location at 306 San Pedro, which is just south of Central. Come by, get a free estimate on an auto detail, and we'll hook you up with two Lobo tickets to tonight's game. That's right. As a matter of fact, you can pick up a couple of donuts, too. We got donuts from Donut Mart. So swing on by. We're at Lion Auto Detail at 306 San Pedro, just south of Central. Got a whole lot more coming up. On the other side, you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report exclusively on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Need to replace your home's windows? Renewal by Anderson will meet you within 48 hours to provide you with a down-to-the-penny price quote valid for a full year. Appointments in the evenings and on weekends, too. Now buy one window and your next window is 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, no interest for 18 months. But hurry, offer in soon. Call 248-2463 for a free window diagnosis or visit renewalbyanderson.com.
Renewal by Anderson. We love our new windows.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 4 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Whether you are looking for a low-mileage car, truck, or SUV, think Houston Wholesale Cars. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 4 years running, Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Hi, Joe O'Neill with 101.7 The Team. I have an appreciation for other New Mexico-owned companies, and Duke City Ready Mix has been locally owned since 2001. Their motto is quality matters here, and if I see a site with a Duke City Ready Mix truck, I know quality matters on that project as well. Those trucks are churning out the best concrete in the Rio Grande Valley. If quality matters on your patio, driveway, swimming pool, or any addition to your home or business, insist on Duke City Ready Mix Concrete, 877-5777.
Donut Mart, the spot for fresh and delicious donuts, bagels, muffins, coffee, and espresso-based drinks, now introduces breakfast burritos at their Coors location. Dine in or take these incredible breakfast burritos to go. You can't go wrong with your choice of chicken sausage, turkey bacon, red or green chili, and they're cooked fresh to order. Only available at 3301 Coors Boulevard and 1916 Central Avenue. Donut Mart, 5 convenient Albuquerque area locations, all with Wi-Fi. Visit DonutMartUSA.com for special offers. Think local, support local, Donut Mark.
Attention small business owners with health plans for your employees. Various health plans coverage costs have increased. Your Health Market agent can customize a plan that works by saving you and your employees money with better coverage. A simple call to Health Market may save your business thousands, as well as the peace of mind knowing you and your employees are covered. Take action now by calling for a free health care and payment plan comparison review. 505-750-7024. That's 750-7024. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone call at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, here exclusively on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, Daytona was a tremendous experience, including last Friday night for the Camping World Truck race. And joining us from the Camping World Truck in Kasit, number 86, Chevy Silverado, is Brandon Brown. How are you doing this morning, Brandon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. But first off, I mean, what a finish at Daytona last Friday night in the NextEra Energy Resources 250. What was your viewpoint from the crash that sent the number four of Christopher Bell flipping down the track?
Oh, man, it's from the cockpit. You can't really see that much. I just saw the side of the four truck, and just smoke and drivers darting everywhere, and I was just mainly focused on trying to find a gap big enough to fit my truck through without getting caught up in the wreck. And I hear the spotter say the four is upside down, a long caution coming, and you look in the mirror and he was still going. So
yeah, it was a lot of energy displaced from that car tumbling down the front. I mean, how important is the relationship and the trust level you have with your spotter, especially in situations like that where you got your Hans device and you can't really see around very well?
The relationship you need to have with your spotter is, it's as important as it is between the driver and the crew chief. To have a truck set up fast enough and communicating with them in practice so that you can make the show and be competitive in the race, it's just as important to be close with the spotter, because he's your back. He's covering your six. He covers everything out there for me. And I'm paired with a new spotter this year, Tony Raines. He's taken over pretty quick, and he's been doing an awesome job for me.
That's fantastic. Well, what does it mean to you and the team to come away with a fourth place finish? That's the best finish of your career so far in the Camping World Truck Series.
Oh, to my team and myself, this has been amazing. It's definitely a big motivator, especially when we're coming in out of Daytona and coming into Atlanta so fast. The turnaround time was very short to have the Atlanta truck ready to go and loaded into the hauler. Not much downtime for the guys. So to come away from Daytona with a really strong run and a career best, we couldn't have asked for better, because to keep these guys motivated and give them a finish that they deserve for all their hard work, it's what propelled us here.
Yeah, how significant a difference is the setup change between Daytona and Atlanta?
Oh, we're almost to 180. we're going from a super speedway to the mile and a half, so way different body. It's a whole nother truck. It's totally different body style. Actually today it's pretty windy here in Atlanta, so we're fighting a lot of that, and the aerodynamics, it still plays a crucial role, just in a way different way.
Which do you feel, Barbie, serves your driving style better, a super speedway or the mile and a half?
Well, see, the first time I've been on a super speedway was last week, so I'd love to say that fits my driving style better.
I was going to have to say, with a fourth place finish, I mean, you got to say that, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're fine. I really enjoy the mile and a half. Actually, my favorite track so far that I've run is Dover. Even with Daytona being the fourth place best finish, I really enjoyed racing Dover. That was a fun and fast track. But being here at Atlanta, it's a challenge. It's, the pavement's very abrasive on the tires, so that's going to be a key role this weekend, is keeping tires under the truck. And there's a couple rough spots where it gets pretty bumpy, and trying to keep a truck under control over that, along with trying to keep some speed, it's a challenge. But I always loved a good challenge. Daytona was a challenge for our team because it's something we had never been to, and we definitely came out on top of that one. So it makes it that much sweeter. So when we come to these mile and a halves, where we've been to Atlanta once before, it makes me excited, because it's something that I've already been here. I know what to expect for the most part, and you know, it gives us a better starting point. So I believe it'll allow us to make a stronger rut.
Well, you got your racing career started at 10 years old in go-karts and some experience in dirt track racing, dirt ovals. Does any of that dirt track experience in which the surface of the track is constantly changing as you're going aid you in any tracks, you know, like Atlanta with all the bumps?
Oh, I mean, Atlanta's kind of almost one of itself with the bumps. The only one that I've heard it compared to on the other NASCAR circuit tracks is like Texas, with coming out of turn two. It's pretty rough there, but those are more of a quick choppy. These are very long, elongated bumps that are, they're smoother. I haven't really had much short track, many short tracks that had the qualities that Atlanta carries. Of course, like running on the dirt tracks in a go-kart, there was always some tracks that had bumps. You know, when I used to go run a dirt track called Margaretsville Speedway in North Carolina, there would be times where, you know, at the end of a second practice when the track's finally coming in, that, you know, it'd get pretty rough before they'd re-smooth it out. But other than that, Atlanta's its own ball game.
What would you say was more significant, the change between going from go-karts to a NASCAR Wheelan All-American Series late model racing, or the transition from late model to Camping World Truck?
Well, see, the jump from the go-kart to the late model was actually a lot less harsh than it was from a late model to a truck. Surprisingly enough, because go-karting, like late models, it's all about keeping smooth on the wheel. You know, the less speed you scrub with the wheel, the better you are. Right. And that's the same throughout all of racing. But actually making the jump from the Whelen All-American Series late model stock cars to the Camping World Truck Series trucks, the biggest difference I found in the series isn't actually the drivability of the cars and the truck, but more of the competitiveness on the track. Although short track racing had a lot of competition, there was a lot of great drivers there that I've raced against, like Lee Pulliam and Tommy Lemons Jr. When you come up to this National Touring Series, there's a lot of competition, but it's a lot of respect as well. And it's something that you learn that, you know, you got to give respect to get respect in these trucks. And, you know, talking to veterans like Max Crafton out here, it was, you know, we had a good respectful run at Daytona, so I feel like that's going to help us throughout the rest of the season. But making the jump from a late model to a truck was, of course, there was the small driving things. You know, you're going from a coilover car to a big spring, and, you know, the handling is going to be a little bit different. But probably the biggest factor from a late model to the truck was just the top-end speed. I mean, running 80 miles an hour, 7
right.
miles an hour to 180 miles an hour is a little bit of a jump.
Yeah, well, and now you got to handle all the media people like myself, you know, that, you know, want, 10 minutes of your time. But, hey, what are your plans for the remainder of the 2016? I know you guys kind of talked about a limited schedule, but, you know, a fourth place finish at Daytona's got to help your profile.
Oh, yeah, it definitely helps us out. Like you said, now we're getting to focus with media, and, you know, we're finding out who my team is and who I am. Our schedule still stays limited, although it's a 12-race season. We're hoping that it'll open up after this, but nothing has come through on paper yet to say that, yes, we can open more. But hopefully we can get a couple more strong runs here at Atlanta, and then after the small break when we go to Martinsville. And, you know, once we lock ourselves into these events as a team, then, you know, I think that's when we'll see more help come in to open up our schedule.
Well, and I have a ton of respect for the fact that you're also balancing going to college. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to actually give a shout-out to your brothers over at Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Oh yeah, no, I love my school and I love my fraternity. I mean, a shout out to Sigma Phi Epsilon. Our SC Epsilon chapter was, you know, it was a really cool thing to be able to do down in Daytona, and you know, giving a shout out to Coastal Carolina University was awesome as well, because, you know, you love to to show people love, that, you know, show you the support when you go to do what you love.
Absolutely. So, hey, thank you for a few minutes, and we wish you all the luck this weekend at Atlanta.
All right, thank you.
All right. That was Brandon Brown of the number 86 Chevy Silverado, competing in the Camping World Truck Series. We've got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Luce Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive. Professional, but not a big box shop. Personal, where they know your name with phenomenal auto service and repair for more than 30 years. Now the home for Luce Customs. Show quality paint and complete custom builds and restorations, including creative fabrication and mechanical engineering. Recognized Industry Excellence Awards at SEMA and the 18th Annual Good Guys Southwest Nationals. 9401 Central, just east of Wyoming. 296-4816. Like them on Facebook at L-U-C-E Customs. JWaltonAuto.com.
Magnum Builders is your best choice for structural framing, new construction, and commercial and residential remodeling. Magnum Builders frames more than 500 homes per year, as well as contracted remodels, tenant improvements, and outdoor living features. They'll help you with a hot tub deck, walk deck, covered patio, gazebo, and much more. Magnum Builders is New Mexico's framing and commercial and residential remodel contractor of choice. For a no-obligation, absolutely free estimate, simply call 344-9674. 344-9674. MagnumBuildersNM.com.
Will this be the year when the odometer on your motorcycle becomes a badge of honor? It's time to resolve to make this your best riding year yet. The open road is calling, so get started at the Resolution to Ride sales event. With any motorcycle's exceptional bikes and amazing offers on bikes, apparel, and accessories, it's time to gear up and get ready for riding season. Make your resolution to kick up more dust than ever.
Promotional offer subject to credit approval. Offers valid through 2/29/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Planning a meeting, get-together, or need to pick up dinner for the family? Check out Crazy Lizard Taqueria. Order the ESPN Taco Pack or Burrito Box. 20 tacos or 6 burritos with a 2-liter soda, a side, and homemade salsa for only $39.99. Crazy Lizard Taqueria uses only organic flour, organic hatch green chili, non-GMO chicken, Estancia Pinto beans, and cage-free eggs for you fans of the breakfast burrito. Crazy Lizard Taqueria, come taste the difference. 5659 Jefferson, just west of I-25. Krazy LizardTaq.com.
Napa Know How! Right now at Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa Know How. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Life gets hard sometimes. Lose a job, break a heart, get a speeding ticket. Trouble comes to us all, but not all of us realize that there is purpose through the pain of life. Here at Legacy Church, we've found God's purpose for life, and we are courageously committed to it. You'll find that our church is a welcoming place for you to connect with your Creator. Find God's purpose for you at one of our 4 campuses in the greater Albuquerque area. Visit us today at LegacyChurch.com.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone call at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Luce Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report.
on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, coming to you live from 306 San Pedro. Location is Lion Auto Detail. Swing by. As a matter of fact, get a free estimate on a detail on your car. You can either drop it off or they can come pick you up. But do you swing by, get a free estimate, and we'll give you two tickets to tonight's Lobo game. That's starting at 7 o'clock playing Fresno State. Hey, since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the gearhead haven. Yearwood Performance giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories. Torco Fuel, ready to go, because you know at the last minute you forgot to get fuel. You can check them out at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, their new location on the west side, or you can check them out at 341 Eubank. As a matter of fact, I was hanging out there the other day, and I was just amazed at, just hoses and fittings of all sizes and colors. I mean, they've got to have the most extensive collection. Of course, if you ever try and buy something like that online, it comes in and it's the wrong size, and you got to send it back, and it's a big pain in the butt. You can go over there. They can help you get to the area you need right away because it's pretty extensive, but they can get you what you need and get you out there, and you can get on the track having fun because that's what you want. Or if you want to, just have more performance on the street, buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. And since we're talking Yearwood, of course, we've got to talk a little drag racing. Courtney Force is qualified P1 for the funny cars in Arizona. She raced a qualifying lead on Friday with a track record performance at the CarQuest Auto Parts NHRA Nationals. Force, who was looking to redeem last season's finish with a strong early season, led Funny Car Field to a track record of 3.93 seconds at 3:23.97 in her Chevy Camaro. Bo Butner led Pro Stocks, Antron Brown, Top Fuel, top qualifiers at the Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park near Phoenix. Defending champion Brown led top fuel qualifying 3.765 at 3:19.45 to knock off Doug Collada's 3.77 at 3:23.12. Butner was quickest in Pro Stock with a 6.618 at 208.88 that held up through two rounds, holding off Greg Anderson by only 0.06 seconds, which is an eternity compared to the finish out at Daytona last week. But Ron Capps won the season opener 2 weeks ago. Didn't get to give Ron his love. He's been a guest on this show. We reached out to him. Weren't able to do it. But Ron Capps raced to his first funny car victory in almost a year out at Panoma in the Winter Nationals at Auto Club Raceway. Capps, defending series champ, beat Dale Wortham in the final round for the third Winter Nationals victory and 46th of his career. Capps had a 3.981 second run at 3:24.28 in his Dodge Challenger. So we're going to do our best to keep up with as much NHRA as we can, and that's brought to you by YearwoodPerformance.com. All right, so we're actually at Lion Auto Detail, 306 San Pedro, just south of Central. And joining us is a manager, Mike. How you doing this morning, Mike?
Pretty good. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I sometimes wonder, in the cold like this, how you guys can do all the things. You get in the little crevices and get all that stuff clean, and yet it's still cold. But, your discipline and what you guys look for in auto detail, talk a little bit about how seriously you guys take this.
Well, we strive our best to make sure that we put out a top-quality product and make sure everybody's happy. And, sacrifice is sacrifice. We've got to make sure that it's done right, no matter if it's cold or hot or whatever it takes. We've got to make sure everything's right. And we make sure we do everything.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and I'm just looking out the window. The conveniences. Cars, truck, SUV. Can you guys do like RVs? Motorcycles. You guys have full line auto detail.
If it's got wheels, we'll clean it.
Hey, does that mean like ATVs even? Bring them in or like soak it, or better yet, coming from the dirt track. You get all the mud and clay and everything on there. You guys can knock that out.
Anything.
Anything. All right. Well, you heard it here. We're here right now at Lion Auto Detail on San Pedro. It's 306 San Pedro, so it's just south of Central. Come by, get a free estimate, and we'll hook you up with two tickets. So I was asking you earlier, you were from New Mexico. Tell us where you're from.
I grew up, born and raised here. Born in Albuquerque, raised in Edgewood, New Mexico. Went to school in Moriarty. Been here most of my life.
Did you play any sports when you were in Moriarty?
Yeah, I played a lot of soccer when I was younger. I wrestled for the high school.
Wow. So, with the wrestling, it's not one of those necessarily pro level, other than maybe going to maybe going to the Olympics or something, but was that something that, that you were wanting to do maybe as a young person?
Oh, I did. I loved it. It was a passion. I got hurt, kind of ruined it for me a little bit, but it was the greatest thing. I'd encourage anybody that ever wanted to stay in shape. That's the best kind of exercise you'll ever get, because you will find muscles you didn't know existed. Better than swimming, better than anything.
Well, that's fantastic. And then you were telling me you got into a little bull riding.
Yes, sir.
I mean, talk a little bit about that. I mean, that's got to be crazy on this, like, wild animal, and it's trying to, like, hurt you. I mean, what is that like?
You know, it's the biggest adrenaline rush there ever was. I've done the racing. I've done everything other than jump out of a plane.
Oh, wow.
I see no reason for it. But it's one of those, you got to have respect all the way around for the animal, for the sport, everything else, anybody that does it, because it's just super extreme, and it's hard to explain. It really is. It's just a feeling. It's a rush. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You get hurt.
Well, I was curious, how much did maybe your wrestling, or as they say in NASCAR, wrestling, actually help with the bull riding?
You know, wrestling, as you call it. It does have to have a lot of balance, a lot of strength, a lot of mental. You got to be able to think fast, real quick. It's the same way with bull riding. Bull riding is 90% mental. Wrestling, again, same thing. Mental. You got to have a good balance, good strong core. It actually helped a lot.
It's amazing, and the level of discipline that you have to, you know, compete, whether it's, you know, bull riding or wrestling, you know, I mean, a commitment, you know, to doing the work, and I can see that in what you guys do here. At Lion Auto Detail. And so if you're driving around, you want to go to the game tonight, I mean, you know, come on by. We're at 306 San Pedro, which is south of Central. But come on by. They'll give you an estimate. And the cool thing is, I mean, not only, you know, can people, you know, come by, you know, but you can actually, you'll actually go out and pick them up and bring the car back to them, the showroom sign, every time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, like I said, top quality product. We believe in it. We'll stand behind it. If you're not happy, we'll fix it.
Yeah, and so is there, like, when you're thinking about having your car detailed, is there like certain things that, you know, maybe, you know, I need to have the mats done, or, you know, I mean, I got some buildup on the inside of the window, because, you know, when you're driving home and the sun is hitting it and you can't see through your windshield because of all that glare, because of all the buildup on the inside of the window. I mean, you know, I mean, the guys over there, like, I mean, look at him scrubbing out the back mats out of the trunk. I mean, you got to take this thing, like, seriously. I mean, so, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, well, you know, a detail like that is, you know, like $300-$400. I mean, I can't afford something like that. Talk a little bit about some of your packages, maybe some of the pricing you start at.
Well, we've got three different packages. We've got a just your basic freshen up, which is mainly just a quick car wash, like you would get at Mr. what used to be Octopus.
Right, exactly.
And that's just a quick wash and vac. We'll shine up the tires, do the windows, and just a quick freshen up. Then you go to a basic detail, tells everything that the base is, the freshen up wood. A little bit more, you might get a little more shine, just a little more care. Then you've got a full detail. That covers buff, wax, wash, wheels, acid bath, everything. Completely out, like showroom brand new.
And so, like, you know, if you wanted your car, like, you know, how they say, you know, I just got it off of the showroom. I mean, you guys do that for, like, dealer prep and stuff,
yes,
right?
Sir, yes.
I mean, so you are the guys that do that. So if you're driving around and you think, man, I want my car to be like I just picked it up from the dealership, I mean, you guys can hook them up with that?
That's what we do. that's exactly what we do. We have quite a few dealerships here in town, and chances are you pick one up, we did it. If it looks brand new right off the showroom floor and it's a 10-year-old model, chances are we did it.
That's fantastic. I like how simple and how direct you are. I mean, I could tell you spent some time in Moriarty, because that's how people are, you know. I mean, hands in the pockets and just, you know, straightforward. So you want to get, you know, I mean, quality work done at a fair price. I mean, Lion Auto Detail, 306 San Pedro, just south of Central. Come on by. Michael, hook you up. Daniel, I mean, the whole crew here. Is great to work with, and, you know, really appreciate your time. I mean, we got to get you on and talk some more bull riding. Maybe we should do a bull riding segment. What do you think? Do you think anybody would listen to that?
I don't know. You got to be pretty crazy for that one. But
all right. Well, come on by. Get a free estimate on an auto detail, and we'll hook you up with two tickets to tonight's Lobo basketball game. But we're just right, you know, right off the Central, just south of Central. at 306 San Pedro, but right up the street is Luce Customs. And, Caleb Luce up there and the team at J. Walton Automotive, they do a professional job. It's not a big box. They're personal where they get to know your name. Phenomenal auto service and repair for more than 30 years, and now it's the home for Luce Customs. Show quality paint, complete custom builds and restoration, including custom fabrication and mechanical engineering. Recognized Industry Excellence Awards at SEMA and the 18th Annual Good Guys Southwest Nationals, 9401 Central, just east of Wyoming, 296-4816. Like them on Facebook at LUCE Customs, or check them out at jwaltonauto.com. Hey, that's coming up. We've got a whole lot more, including we're going to talk about Napa and how they raised a lot of money with Meals on Wheels. And joining us on the other side is Ashana Kessler-Frost, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Jeff Bodine. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
It's Stinkin' Good Septic Service. Atlas Pumping is your number one septic company. They have been servicing the Albuquerque and surrounding area for over 45 years. When you need the stink gone, think Atlas Pumping. Stinkin' Good Septic Service, 898-3936, 898-3936.
At American Tire and Service in Rio Rancho, we care. Your oil change today will provide a hot, nutritious meal for someone tomorrow. Delivered by Meals on Wheels. American Tire and Service. Put their guys to work for you. AmericanTireAndService.net.
Attention, New Mexico. It's time to make the healthy switch. No, we're not talking about your cereal or another fad diet. We're talking about making your wallet and insurance coverage healthier. First Santa Fe Insurance, a Safeco premier partner agency, has been providing insurance to New Mexicans since 1926. They'll help you plan for the unexpected surprises and find the coverage that fits your budget. Take advantage of their expert advice and premier coverage plans designed to make your wallet and insurance coverage healthier. Visit firstsfinsurance.com or simply call 798-5850.
Lobo men's basketball is back in action when they host Fresno State on February 27th at 8 p.m. This crucial Mountain West Conference game will be broadcast nationally on ESPN2, and we want to have a sold-out crowd to show the country what Lobo Nation is all about. Brought to you by ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team and Comcast Spotlight. Let's sell out Wise-Prize Arena for your Lobos on February 27th at 8 p.m. For tickets, call 505-925-LOBO. Visit Wise-Prize Arena or golobos.com.
Luce Rancho's Gun Shop has the guns and accessories you are looking for. New guns are coming in every day, and they have the latest firearms and accessories to move now. Buy, sell, or trade. This North Valley shop will provide for you with lower prices and friendly service. Proud supporters of 4-H and Boy Scouts shooting programs. Luce Rancho's Gun Shop, nestled in the North Valley since 1978 on 4th, just south of Osuna. Celebrating 1 year under new management. Visit us on Facebook or at LuceRancho'sGuns.com.
Have you heard the phrase too good to be true? Hi, I'm Aldo with Zing Solar, and what I can provide for you is good and true. We pay to put solar on your home at no cost, period. No equipment fees, installation fees, signing fees, or permitting fees. Nothing, not a zilch. Federal state funding makes it possible for me to install solar on your roof at no cost. You'll pay less for power by using clean solar energy with a locked-in rate. Don't worry about any increases from PNM now or ever. Call me at 633-2500. That's 633-2500.
The Albuquerque Journal has all of the things you need in one place. Discover tips to beautify your home and garden, or check out the living section for fashion and lifestyle topics. Set your DVR with The Entertainer and catch up on celebrity and entertainment news with Parade. Read stories on education and schools, or find your next favorite book. If you love it, we have it. Pick up the Journal today at one of our many kiosk locations, or visit us at abqjournal.com.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone call at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Luce Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive. Your Wood Performance,
ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Coming to you live from Lion Auto Detail at 306 San Pedro, just south of Central. Come by, get a free estimate on an auto detail, and we'll hook you up with two tickets to Lobo Basketball tonight, starting at 7 o'clock against Fresno State. Programming note, coming up immediately after this show, 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., we got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m. on location at the Library Bar and Grill on San Mateo, the Henry T. Show. 2 p.m., we're going to do Lobo Baseball. That's right, game number two in this set. And Lobo Baseball starting at 2 o'clock. Wichita State versus your UNM Lobos. 6:30, we're going to carry the Warriors versus Thunder. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., back out at baseball, Wichita State versus UNM Lobos. So you want to find out all the cool stuff that are going on around the town, you know, when it comes to cars. You got to check out the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine. Going in their sixth year, that's right, with monthly color features such as a business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all the New Mexico car clubs. You can pick up your free copy at participating locations, including all of the Napa stores in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. You need to pick one up and find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine is a local favorite. I want to give a little shout-out to IndyCar. IndyCar had the good sense to pick up American driver Alexander Rossi. He's going to be driving for Andretti Autosport. The significance of that is he was the only driver, American driver in Formula One last year, and thought we were going to get a seat with Manor, but that didn't happen. So shout out to Andretti Autosports for hiring Alexander Rossi to join the team. Joining our team right now is Shauna with Meals on Wheels. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I wish Andreas T. would turn up the heat. It's I can see you're almost shivering there.
It's a little cold.
It's a little cold. Well, come on by. We're at 306 San Pedro, just south of Central. Got a couple of tickets for the game. You know, get a free free estimate on an auto detail. But really cool thing that you guys did with Napa was that Meals on Wheels program. Come in and get an oil change, and they would buy a meal for a needy family or, you know, a family that, you know, couldn't get out of their home or something for whatever reason. Talk a little bit about that promotion, how you guys got together on that.
You know, it was a wonderful promotion. We just kind of met up at an event, and I said, hey, you know, I think we could have a really great partnership together, and we kind of ran with it, and they ended up donating about 2,000 meals to people in need in our community. So it was a fantastic promotion that turns out to be about $13,000 that they were able to raise through themselves and then the help of the community, people coming in and actually getting oil changes and helping to donate. So
that's fantastic because it's something you need to do anyway.
Yes.
And then, you know, I mean, and then Napa took it, you know, to where they would buy a meal for each one of those. So you could really feel like you were making a difference with something just as simple as an oil change. I mean, talk about the level of need that we actually have. And is it Albuquerque or is it greater Albuquerque area? What's your service area?
So our service area is the greater Albuquerque metro area. So we do Rio Rancho, we do Corrales, we do Bernalillo, as well as the entire Albuquerque area. We do about 550 meals a day. Sadly, our low-income program still has about 100 people on the wait list that are waiting for meals. So there is a huge need, and we're not government-funded. We rely entirely on private donations and grants that we receive. And so events like this really help us keep our wheels turning and help us feed people that need to be fed.
That's absolutely amazing. And of course, I mean, one, it's that's sad. In today's day and age, we still have people that are on a wait list.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're waiting to eat, and you guys have needs beyond just just the funding of that. I mean, you need people like on the service level, drivers. I mean, talk a little bit about maybe if somebody's listening and they wanted to get involved, like some of the things they could get involved in and how they would contact you.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that keeps our costs low and helps keep us going are our volunteers. We have about 400 volunteers that work with us on a regular basis. We run 35 routes across the city Monday through Friday, and they're all delivered by volunteers. That's why part of the reason why Napa was such a great partner for us. We have 400 volunteers that are driving their car that really need to get an oil change. So, you know, and it's not just driving. We have people that help out in the kitchen. We have people that help out in the office, and we're always looking for people to help us. And so time or talent or treasure is really what we ask people for to help us out with. And if they're interested in donating any of those, they can visit our website, mow-nm.org.
That's fantastic. The other thing we were talking about is, let's say that, you know, you're having a meeting or an event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could actually have Meals on Wheels cater it, and then the money would be able to go and feed some additional people. I mean, talk a little bit about that. To me, that's like so innovative because, you know, I mean, we've balled into those, you know, nurses' banquets where it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's the rubber chicken or whatever. But you can actually get a quality meal and help somebody at the same time. It's amazing.
Absolutely. So we run a for-profit catering and deli. And any profit that we earn from those enterprises actually goes back to support the nonprofit program. About 2008, we kind of sat down and looked at what we had, and we said, well, we have this fantastic kitchen, and a lot of people don't realize we have like over 100 years of cooking experience in our kitchens, you know, with some fantastic chefs. And so, yeah, they can give us a call. We do everything from breakfast burritos to box lunches to plated dinners. I just got married like 6 months ago, and they catered my entire wedding, and it was fantastic. And so it's a really great way to get something that they need and to support a local nonprofit in the community as well.
And what's amazing about that, too, is because you have nutritional and dietary needs
mm-hmm.
With people because, like you were talking about the calorie count, have to increase the calorie count because this may be one or two meals that they have a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, the level to be able to make sure that nutritional needs are met, but yet, you know, people still like it to taste good.
Yeah.
And you guys are able to accomplish that.
It's a constant challenge for us, absolutely. We do. We serve 7 different types of medically tailored meals. So if somebody is diabetic or they're suffering from renal failure, if somebody's a vegetarian or they have heart issues, we are the only program in the Albuquerque area that actually serves those types of meals. And we work with a registered dietitian to make sure that they're getting the proper nutrition that they need on a daily basis. We deliver about 1.5 meals, what we consider 1.5 meals per day, for people who really are, this is their only meal. You know?
That's absolutely amazing. So let's remind people how they could reach out and get involved.
Yeah, the best way is to go ahead and visit our website, mow-nm.org. We have phone numbers, emails on there. They can go ahead and reach out, and they can either learn more about the program or how they can help.
And so, like, maybe what are, like, some of the things coming up? And do you have any other events that people can get involved in, you know, maybe in the next couple of months?
Yeah, well, our biggest fundraiser is coming up in July. It's a breakfast extravaganza. It's a fantastic fundraiser. It's an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. You come in, you pay one price to get in, and it's pretty much everything you could possibly imagine for a breakfast. It's a family-friendly event, so we have a kid zone with a bouncy house and face painting and balloon animals and all that fun stuff, and then a huge breakfast buffet with eggs and bacon and sausage and made-to-order omelets and waffles and pancakes, and it's just fantastic and delicious.
Well, I just put on 2 pounds for that explanation, but we'll keep you apprised. We'll keep the listeners apprised of other things. And thank you for coming out and joining the cold, the refrigerator with us.
Well, thank you. I like getting my blood pumping in the morning.
well, there you go. Well, we did that. So that was Shauna Kessler-Frost with Meals on Wheels. And I want to give a special shout-out to Napa and the Napa Auto Care Centers that supported and participated in this. Fed 2,000 people. Basically, it was a 60-day promotion, 70-day, I think, promotion we did, and they were able to make that kind of impact. So that's just a reminder where when you have a chance to choose, you should choose Napa for your auto parts needs, and whether, you know, in service also with the Napa Auto Care Centers. And there's like 35 of them in town, so there's a lot of good ones, including J. Walton Automotive that's a sponsor of this show. So we definitely appreciate that. Hey, we've got a whole lot more coming up next week. I mean, I can't even start talking about all the cool things we're doing next week. But we appreciate you tuning in every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. We're going to be out here until 10, giving away Lobo tickets, so swing on by, get a free estimate on auto detail, and we'll hook you up with 2 tickets to tonight's Lobo basketball game. We're checking out right now. We'll see you next Saturday on the New Mexico Motorsports Report, exclusively on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine, here on ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. Join us again next week where your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.